I just wanted to talk to you about the voting rights struggle that you've had in here. And tell us about that. What's the update?
Well, we won. Well,
but to backtrack, because last year you talked about... Where were we up to then? You were preparing something, I think.
Talking to solicitors or something?
Yeah, yeah. It was going to court, and it wound up in the High Court of Australia in Canberra, and transcripts about yay thick for benefit of the microphone. That's about 3 inches. yeah, it was a really heavy argument and a big argument, and they didn't really want to give it to us. But we ended up winning 4-2, I think, or 4-3. That's how many judges are on the High Court bench. And but we did. It wasn't a total win. It only went back to 3 years. So if you're in prison for less than 3 years, you can vote now. But over 3 years, you still can't.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's a
start.
How does
that make you feel when you...
Incredible.
That outcome. Yeah?
Yeah, really good. And
Charlotte, shout out.
Yeah, that's our latest addition.
Gorgeous.
Baby Charlotte for the microphone. There she goes.
Sounds deadly.
Stop pinching her, Carly.
I'm actually getting her up. I'm rubbing her face.
There we go. She got plenty to say.
Stronger voice. She'd be able to keep this as her first radio broadcast.
Yeah, so the voting rights, eh? How did it make you feel?
Well, look, it was a victory for everybody, not just people who are in prison, not just the people who benefited from it, but the whole community, because that sort of thing is... That's people's human rights. It's a right that everybody should have. And the fact is, if you exclude people, when people in prison, their freedom's taken away. But if you exclude them, and even though that might be a symbolic thing, taking away a person's right to vote, it excludes people even further from the community. They're no longer able to participate in the most fundamental right of every person in the community to elect their own government. It's a really important right, and even if people don't exercise that right to vote, just to have it, just to know that they have it, is really important. And if you don't have it, or if somebody comes along and takes it away from you, that's excluding you. That's saying to you, and John Howard's reasons for doing it were that we weren't fit and proper people to have a say in the running of our country.
Mm.
We were deemed undesirable elements of society who wouldn't vote anyway. But whether we do or not, taking away that right was inherently wrong and it should never have happened. And at least that High Court challenge has gone some way to redressing that.
Wow, that's great. Amazing.
Work, Vicky.
Mm.
No, thanks. Yeah, it was actually Ron Merkel did all the hard work.
But you're studying here too, don't you?
Yeah.
Tell us about your studies. What are you... I started off
actually studying with Deakin, and then when I got out, and then I came back in again 12 months later, and an opportunity came up to do a master's degree with Swinburne University. So I jumped at that. I thought that was pretty cool, and it was in writing, something I loved doing, and I completed that, got my master's. And I've just started doing a PhD with Swinburne, and my thesis will be an autobiography in family history, which is going to be pretty exciting to work on and to research, because it's something I haven't done, research my own family. And end of next month, I'll be able to do all that stuff in person. All that researching, because I'll be gone from here anyway.